Galaxy X. An outing to Mount Neverest. Lesson 15. In the 20th century, a Hungarian scientist discovered a way of saving the oxygen in the air. Nobody took him seriously, so he locked his invention in a safe and hid the code for the lock in 13 identical expressions in some conversations and translations. It is now the 31st century. Professor Middlebrow, a linguist from the English planet, and Gergely Martin, an engineer from the Hungarian planet, are trying to break the code in the hope that the 20th century discovery might save the galaxy. Greg and the professor have now collected several of the expressions they need to break the code. To hand in one's notice, odds and ends, out of order, to put up with somebody or something, every modern convenience, and to show somebody around. They have more than half of them now.
Down and up, turn to the right, touch toes. Down and up, turn to the left, stretch high. Down and up, turn to the right.
Good Lord of robots, whatever are you doing?
Well, you see, I've been sitting here all day and I began to feel very stiff. It's good to do some exercises to loosen up a bit.
And stops one putting on too much weight. I do exercises every morning. It's the only exercise I get, unfortunately.
I remember seeing you playing football at the Stardust Grounds.
Oh, yes, I used to play football for the Galaxy Engineers, but I haven't got the time anymore.
Who has? I used to go riding every Saturday afternoon, but somehow I've given that up too. So I do exercises whenever I remember. Incidentally, our next tape is something about sport, I think.
Oh, I see, Prof. So you were naughty again and listened to N.O. Hope without me.
Just his first two sentences.
Okay, let's listen to the rest then.
The next tape is about a hiking club and a trip they make to the top of a mountain. Even in those days, people were concerned with the amount of exercise they got, and lots of people belonged to clubs of one sort or another. In my great-great-great-grandfather's day, the most popular international sport was football, and those who didn't play it themselves used to crowd the stadiums or sit glued to their television sets to watch the big matches. Every 4 years they held the Olympic Games, where countries competed against each other in athletics, fencing, wrestling, riding, winter sports, and so on. The gold, silver, and bronze medals were the greatest awards a sportsman could get. Then there were all sorts of other championships, world championships, European championships, and so on. People took them very seriously and trained regularly to be on form for the great events. Today, in the 23rd century, sport has rather gone out of fashion, though many people still do morning exercises.
And still do in the 31st century. Now here is the tape.
Greetings, folks. Everybody here? This weekend I've arranged an outing to top all our outings so far.
An outing?
An outing is an excursion, a short pleasure trip, a holiday away from home.
This weekend I've arranged an outing to top all our outings so far. Before I take roll call, I'll give you a rough outline of our itinerary.
Itinerary?
The itinerary is the route you plan to take.
I'll give you a rough outline of our itinerary. The bus leaves at 8:20. That's in 10 minutes. It'll take us to the bridge at the foot of Mount Neverest. From there, we'll go up on foot beside the stream until we get to the Golden Springs. There's a beautiful clearing in the forest close by where we'll have our lunch. I hope you've all remembered to bring a picnic with you, as there won't be any food at the hostel.
You've got the lunch, Maud, haven't you?
Of course, Alf, but it's going to be a diet meal, remember? Lots of lettuce and things.
A diet meal?
If you are fat and want to lose weight, you must go on a slimming diet. You don't eat bread, sweets or potato, just diet meals like salads and fruit.
Of course, Alf, but it's going to be a diet meal, remember? Lots of lettuce and things.
Okay, okay.
Well, after all, that's why we joined the hiking club, didn't we? To get slim.
Hiking club?
Hiking is walking in the country or in the mountains. Sometimes hikers belong to organised hiking clubs.
Well, after all, that's why we joined the hiking club, didn't we? To get slim.
In the evening, we're going to have a barbecue up at the top.
A barbecue?
A barbecue is an outdoor meal. You make a big fire and roast bacon and onions and meat on sticks.
In the evening, we're going to have a barbecue up at the top. Now, to get to the top, there are two routes, both on the south face. One is the direct route straight up the mountain. The other route zigzags up and takes twice as long. It's known as the long route. The north face has never been climbed. It's too dangerous.
How dangerous is the north face?
Well, so far, 13 people have been killed trying to climb the rock face.
And how steep is the long route?
Steep?
A steep slope rises and falls sharply. It's difficult to climb a steep slope.
How steep is the long route?
Not too bad. There are lots of hairpin bends. You'll see when you get there.
Hairpin bends?
A hairpin bend is a sharp bend where the road doubles back on itself.
There are lots of hairpin bends. You'll see when you get there.
The guidebook says something about a ski lift.
Come on now. This is a hiking club. We're not tourists. We're hikers.
That's right, Maud. We're hikers.
I don't care what we are. All I want is to get thin. Just think of all those lovely clothes I'll be able to wear in the summer.
All the same, I think we'll take the long route, won't we?
Oh, yes. We're not in our teens anymore. Not even in our 30s.
Eh? He's saying something about the barbecue.
And once we've reached the top, we'll put up the tents in a sheltered place and then make a fire and sing some campfire songs.
Sheltered place?
A shelter is a roof, a building, or just some big trees which keep out the cold rain and winds.
Once we've reached the top, we'll put up the tents in a sheltered place and then make a fire and sing some campfire songs. Now let's be off. Give me your names as you get into the coach, and I'll check them again at the summit. We don't want to lose anybody, do we?
And to think we gave up jogging for this.
Well, you know why we gave it up. The whole neighbourhood were laughing at us jogging up and down the street in tracksuits and gym suits before breakfast.
Do you think we'll ever get there? It looks miles away. And we'll miss the barbecue at this rate. Everyone else is miles ahead.
Maud, you shouldn't be thinking of food, you know.
Hey, Alf. There's a path going off up there. Let's take a shortcut and then we'll catch up the others and be in time for supper. Frying bacon on sticks and having a good sing-song. That's the life.
Okay, let's try it. It doesn't look too steep, and with luck, we'll be at the top in half an hour. It goes along a valley.
It's awfully pretty.
Come on now, it's going to get dark soon. We mustn't lose our way.
Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, we won't come alone. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, my old cavalier.
Wherever can they be? I thought when they joined the club they weren't really the type.
No, They're rather on the fat side, but still, it takes all sorts to make a world.
Yes, but not a hiking club, and I'm responsible. If they don't turn up soon, we'll have to send out a search party.
A search party?
A search party tries to find people who are lost or missing.
If they don't turn up soon, we'll have to send out a search party. It's quite dark already. In fact, I'll send Len and Alistair down the long route right away. Maud and Alf said they were going to take the long route, didn't they?
Yes.
Hey, Len, Alistair, will you two fellows start back down the long route? Alf and Maud haven't turned up yet.
Okay, hope nothing's happened to them.
We'd better take the first aid kit to be on the safe side.
First aid kit?
A first aid kit is a white box with a red cross on it. It has medicines and bandages in it.
We'd better take the first aid kit to be on the safe side.
Good idea. Go as far as the second milestone. That's where I last saw them.
Lucky you bought that bit of rope, Alf.
I thought it'd look good. Never thought I'd have to use it.
My, that was a steep bit. Oh, Alf, have you hurt yourself?
No, I'm all right. Must have pushed a stone or something. Let's rest on this ledge. Then we'll have to try that last stretch.
Ledge?
A ledge is a flat piece of rock coming out of a mountain, like a shelf coming out of a wall.
Let's rest on this ledge. Then we'll have to try that last stretch.
A stretch?
A stretch is a straight part of a track or course.
We'll have to try that last stretch. Fine idea of yours, that shortcut.
Well, it's too late to turn back now. I'll be scared stiff to go back down that rock face again.
Stiff?
If you have a stiff leg, that means you can't bend it. If you are scared stiff, that means you are badly scared. You are so frightened you can't move.
I'll be scared stiff to go back down that rock face again.
Okay, let's push on. Hold your end of the rope tight. Come on now.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine, now at last and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine.
It's almost 10 o'clock. We'll have to send someone down for a helicopter.
But it's dark.
Well, what can I do? Len and Alistair didn't see anyone. I'll have to report this to the police.
I can hear somebody shouting for help over by the north face. Bring the ropes. Come on, quickly. I'll call Tom and Jack. Alistair's going to fetch some blankets.
Good Lord, the north face. Maud and Alf? Impossible.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something.
Coming, coming. Hold on. Don't move. Hold on.
Shout once more, Alf. I can't hold on much longer.
Help! Help!
We're coming! You'll be all right! We're coming!
Oh, we're saved! Oh, Alf, we're saved!
For they are jolly good fellows, for they are jolly good fellows, for they are jolly good fellows. And so say all of us, and so say all of us.
Now I'd like to call 3 cheers for Alf and Maud, the first people ever to conquer the north face of Mount Everest. Hip hip hooray!
Hooray! Hip hip hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
Hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
Hooray!
I wish they'd stop all this fuss and give us something to eat.
Shut up, Maud. Can't you ever stop talking about food? Don't you realize this is the most glorious moment of our lives?
Poor things, a gentle hike becomes a nightmare. Now, what about the expressions?
I'll put the tape on the XX.
To take the roll call. To give a rough outline. To take a shortcut. To lose one's way. To be rather on the fat side. It takes all sorts to make a world. To be on the safe side. To be scared stiff. To call 3 cheers for somebody.
Okay, Prof. Now for some physical jerks before I go home.
Goodness, no. I'm tired out just listening to those hikers. Anyway, I'd prefer to forget about my figure and go and have supper.
That's more our style, I agree. We always seem to end our working sessions with a feast.
Well, why not? Come on, and I promise to do some very difficult exercises in the morning.
Angol nyelvvizsga előkészítő sorozatunk 15. adása hangzott el.
Galaxy X. Plans for the weekend. Lesson 16.